Hello.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy J Verified.
J Flix.
Yo, it's J on the mic.
You're listening to Clear Sound Podcast. Now, before we get into anything, I just want to say good morning or good afternoon or good evening to anybody that's watching this at this time. We have about, I'd say, three segments that we want to touch up on. And let's hop into the fact of the day.
Fun fact, ketchup was once used as a medicine. I'm sorry, sold as a medicine. It says the condiment was prescribed and sold to people suffering with indigestion back in 1834. So, yeah. Kind of crazy, ain't it?
I'll tell you this one. You said ketchup, right?
Ketchup.
If it was used as a medicine before, I mean, it could still be used as a medicine in this day.
Yeah. Well, not used. It was sold as a medicine. That's what I meant.
But, like, it actually helped them with those problems. So, like, if I'm eating a hot dog and I put some ketchup on it, I'm really eating a hot dog with medicine. You know?
I mean, pretty. If you think about it, pretty much.
Eating a hot dog with medicine.
I mean, y'all got it. I mean, y'all feeling sick? Eat something with ketchup. Ketchup on their spaghetti. I think that's why I never get
ketchup on spaghetti.
Some people do that.
Do you?
I mean, I don't really cook spaghetti like that.
I know people put sugar on spaghetti.
Yeah, I be putting sugar on spaghetti.
I've never tried that.
What you mean? What you mean?
How is it?
It's good. It's good.
That's not.
It's like a. It depends on how much you put and how the spaghetti is made. You know what I mean? And I would give it. Listen, boy. I'd give it a 9.5. I'm only tell you why I give it a 9.5, because it's not going to top the original taste. You feel what I'm saying? But it's really good, though. You know, I recommend you try it.
So, then, since we're talking about sugar and spaghetti, I know it's a lot of people that put, like, more butter in their, like, is it grits? Yeah, in their grits. Do you prefer butter or sugar? I probably know your answer, but I probably know both of y'all answer.
You know, actually, as a matter of fact, I hate tasteless foods. Not gonna lie to you, and grits with only butter in it is just
okay.
You know what I mean?
That's the answer I was looking for.
Well, my great grandma used to mix the grits with the eggs because it was so many people in the house. You had to feed, so.
Well, like put egg yolk in the grits or something?
No, grits.
The eggs. After she cooked the eggs, a whole lot of eggs, then cooked some grits, she had mixed them together.
He had grits.
Scrambled, right.
He had never mind. I was trying to find it.
Grits.
Nah, bro. It's the E. Like eggs with the it's part. You got it's.
I should open me a restaurant and then name it Greg's Grits and have
Greg's Grits.
Greg's Grits.
Your name not Greg.
That do sound like a fire restaurant.
It's Grits.
Greg's Grits.
It's grits
I can hear
mixed
you
with eggs. So.
This? Or this?
Pretty much both of them. Well, everybody, though, this is going to be the last episode of the year for 2022. Let's clap it up for that, first of all.
Nobody's clapping.
Let's snap that. This will be the last episode of the year. We'll be back. Would it be January 5th, I believe? No, January 10th. We'll be back January 10th. The episode will be airing. We thank y'all for the feedback. We thank y'all for everything that y'all been doing. We really appreciate the talk back, the comments, the likes, the subscribe, the subscription, everything. And as well, as y'all know, we doing the sponsor thing as well. So if y'all looking to promote, if y'all looking to talk about anything that y'all got going on, y'all can hit us up. I think it is clearsoundmedia4@gmail.com. Again, clearsoundmedia4@gmail.com. We really appreciate y'all.
With that being said, I just want to say something to the people that's watching. For some of y'all that's feeling down or feeling overwhelmed with some things that's going on in your life, and I just want to let you know, their problems are not your problems. Your problems is your own problems to figure out. Stop worrying about everybody else and get yourself right. Mm-hmm. That's the quote of the day. I just wanted to get that out the way.
Got to throw one in.
Say that one more time.
Got to throw one in there.
What?
Got to throw a quote in there.
Oh, yeah. I could understand what you're saying.
One thing I will say, advice for the new year coming up, it's okay to focus on your future. Just don't live in it.
Well, since we all giving quotes, I don't know if y'all thought about y'all quote, but I'm finna make my quote. Let me see. If I can give advice and help somebody out for the next year, moving forward, is to move forward. That's pretty much what I would tell somebody, just to move forward. Don't really look back at certain things, certain situations. It's all learning experience. Don't regret nothing. Always keep God first, of course. Move forward in your life. And make sure whatever you're doing, you're also thinking about yourself, but not being selfless or not being selfish. I'm sorry. But, I would just say move forward. Don't hold nothing in, any grudges you got towards somebody. Life is short. Live your life, have fun, but be responsible as well. 'Cause you know, when people say have fun, they have fun, but be responsible, but just move forward. That's what I would say.
Definitely.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let's get into the next thing here. We have the question of the day.
Yes, sir.
And so, the question is, can you give someone a reason to cheat on you? Now, I know it's people who believe that you can't give somebody a valid or logical reason for somebody to cheat on you. Me, personally, I think you can give somebody a reason to cheat. And before I explain my reason, I want to hear from either of y'all. What do y'all think?
Well, I believe cheating is a choice. All right, if you are uncomfortable with the environment you're in or the relationship you're in, try to either fix it or walk away. You can do what you're doing single. You ain't got to hurt the next person.
Okay.
And, cheat with somebody. How would you feel if you got a girl and she upset because you ain't got no car, you can't drive her around. She going to cheat with another dude with a car and driving her places. And
I like that answer. I like that answer.
So the question was, can you give somebody a reason to cheat?
Mm-hmm.
I had an answer for that, and pretty much I came up with, I don't think you can actually give somebody a reason to cheat, because really at the end of the day, that's something that they did. You are entitled to your own actions. You can't blame it on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're cheating, you're playing with somebody's feelings, like Jermaine said. These are just a whole nother human being that you're playing with somebody's feelings. There's other people involved. And like you said, if you was going to cheat and walk away from that relationship, knowing you was going to cheat in the first place. And everybody's circumstances are different. Some people just don't know. But at the same time, if you're going to do so, prepare for the way that person will react, because I know most people would cheat and they'd be like, oh, I cheated. This person mad. My significant other is mad. And now the person that cheated, they'd be like, what you mad for? What you mad for? And the thing is, why wouldn't they be mad?
Right.
But you playing with somebody else's feelings and you entitled to your own actions. So you can't give anybody a reason to cheat.
Okay. I heard both of y'all. Right, and I enjoy hearing those perspectives, but I tell you something. The reason why I say you can give somebody a reason to cheat, first of all, every action is followed by reason, no matter what. Every time you say a word out your mouth, it's followed by a reason you said it. Nobody just says nothing for no reason. And so, let's say it like this. You want a relationship, and you've been in a relationship with this person. At the beginning of a relationship, y'all was good. This person showed you attention, affection, love, care, all of that. All that in the bag of chips. Gave you everything. And then eventually, they just started shifting away from doing that kind of stuff. Like they less intimate, less interested in doing things with you, don't really speak to you, give you less attention. And then you do voice your problems to this person, but they just don't listen. Because they've built this comfortability within a relationship. They feel like, oh, yeah, well, regardless, we love each other, so ain't nothing going to happen. And so you keep stressing, listen, I want some things to change, but you ain't changing. And they ain't really listening to you. So now, here's the thing. I don't think it's right, but there are reasons to cheat. It wasn't a deliberate action, most I say. You know what I mean? And when I'm speaking like this, I'm more so talking about a specific group of people. Now, it is some people who just deliberately cheat. Mm-hmm. I ain't speaking for them. I'm speaking for the people who would cheat not by, like, wanting to cheat, but it ends up happening. Like, okay, the enemy is always trying to attack. You know what I mean? And so you in a vulnerable state. Somebody comes, and now they start comforting you a little bit. But you not realizing, though, what's going on. You just know this person is comforting you. Mm-hmm. And the same attention that this person giving you, you was wanting from the person you with, but they not giving that to you. So, obviously, now you kind of attracted to this attention you're getting. And so, now temptations follow behind that. Now you talking to this person more. Now you interacting with this person, then eventually cheat, right? And so, all of that followed by reason. This reason came about when the person, your spouse, didn't give you attention. When you voiced your problems, they didn't listen. And all they did was just push you away. That was the reason. So I feel like when it comes to, like, can you give somebody a reason to cheat? I feel like you can give somebody a reason to cheat. That don't mean it's right for them to cheat, because you can walk away. But not always is it easy to walk away from somebody you say that you love. You know what I mean?
I get that. I get it. But I don't think somebody that do that, that's cheating, could use that as, because what it is, it's an excuse. If we was being very, very logical and vivid, it was an excuse. I cheated because you gave me a reason. I cheated because you cheated. I cheated because you untreated me. I cheated because you didn't give me that attention.
Well, an excuse could be a reason.
Yeah, it can be a reason, but what that's saying what is, you can't give a reason or an excuse to something that you already know is wrong. Just like you said, it's wrong for somebody to cheat and be like, oh, well, you gave me the reason to cheat. So now it's like whole.
So that's it ain't like them trying to justify it. Like nobody's going to sit there and be like, well, yeah, you gave me that reason, so it makes it okay. Obviously, guilt comes with cheating. They feel that guilt when they cheat. They didn't want to cheat at all. It just ended up happening. Like I said, the enemy is always trying to attack something that's good. You know what I mean? So they're not trying to use it to justify their actions. That's why I say it's not right at all. And they understand that it wasn't right. Mm-hmm. But like I said, everything follows behind reason. You know what I mean? So they're not trying to, like, use that as an advantage. And, of course, they might bring it up like, yeah, you weren't giving me attention. You wasn't listening to me and this, that, and the third. Of course, they would bring that up because that was the main issue. But they're not bringing that up to try to excuse them cheating. They're bringing that up because that was the reason why it happened.
You okay, so this is what I'll say. What you said is so true. But if we were getting to, like, a point where we're talking about two very specific people, mm-hmm. it really depends on how that person that cheated comes to the person they cheated on. If they came to them and the first thing they said was, well, you gave me the reason to cheat, blah, 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 it's almost like no remorse. But if a female came to me and she cheated and then she was like, well, what I did was wrong. I know it wasn't right. It's something that should have never occurred. I've cheated on you. But I also did have certain reasons towards mm-hmm. me doing that action as well. But anybody, I'll just say me. If I cheated on a female and I went up to them and I was like, well, what I did was wrong. I cheated on you. I did play with your feelings. I did this and that. But I need you to understand, it wasn't just something I just thought of. Now, I wouldn't get into specifics of probably of the reason why, because then it turns into an excuse. I will tell them, though.
You would have to express what the problem was.
I can express.
Change will never really come.
I can express what the problem is, but I can't really antagonize and continue to say, oh, well, this was the... I can say to them, okay, well, I cheated. I did this. It wasn't wrong. It wasn't right. And I did this because I felt like I wasn't getting attention. But as soon as I continue to keep repeating those things more than I was wrong, then it becomes to an excuse. Because now you're constantly saying, oh, I wasn't treated right.
So, so then... Oh, go ahead, sir.
But at that point, y'all can either try to work it out if they come at you correctly, or if not, then y'all depart. Because, I mean, temptation is going to occur at some point. Nobody's perfect. So there's something somebody else have that you don't. Or it's somebody else that look better or something. Like, you know, it's going to be something. It's going to be at some point in your relationship or even marriage that somebody, it has something that your other doesn't have. Like, and either it's up to you if you want to take it or not.
Yeah, okay, so here's my thing. I want to ask y'all this. If you did cheat, if y'all cheated up in here, what the first thing you do, would you go to your spouse and tell them? Would that be the first thing you do?
It depends on that person and how much I adore that person.
Well, you know, let's just say you adore them a lot, care about them, you cheated. What the first thing you do after you cheat, not days later or anything, the first thing you do is tell them and be honest.
Not days later?
Not days, like you would be honest.
Knowing me, I probably wouldn't tell them the same day, to be honest. It's like it's a working thing with me. So if I cheated, it's like, it would eat me up probably. Then I would say something. But at that point, it's not going to be like, oh, I did the wrong thing. Let me go ahead. I'm finna go tell them. But I'm going to be thinking in my head, should I go ahead and do this? Is this actually going to be right?
So what about you? What you do?
But now I'm okay. Well, now I'm older and I'm mature. So if I cheat and I end up falling for temptation, I'm going to discuss that with her. Either we can work it out or not.
When it happens?
It's the same day type of scenario, right?
It happens. Even if it was the day after you did it.
Maybe.
Just you do it fresh after.
Maybe.
Maybe. So I'm going to tell you something.
It's going to be around that time. I'm
going to say 95% of the time, most people do not tell their spouse fresh in after they cheat. And it's a reason why they don't do that. Number one, it's already guilt tripping them that they did it. And number two, they feel like it's going to hurt them. And so it stops them. But don't you understand, that's not an excuse on why you shouldn't have told them.
Right.
But it's a reason you had. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
And if you think about it too, like you said, most of the time people probably wouldn't tell them. Either they don't feel bad and they just feel like they shouldn't tell them, or it's a reason that they don't want to hurt them, or they don't want to change how that person view them. Or
I know what you're going to say, they got away with it.
But see, the thing is, it's almost like the thing about doing certain stuff that you really try to hide.
It eventually comes to the light.
Yeah, it's gonna come
But that's why I'm saying, out of all of this, right? When you cheat, when you mess up, I feel like everything is followed by a reason. Like if you get into a fight because somebody keeps bothering you, like provoking you, touching you, whatever, in your face, yelling at you, and you end up fighting, they picked that fight. They provoked that fight, so they gave you that reason to be upset. You feel what I'm saying? You still made the choice to throw a swing, but they still gave you a reason by provoking you. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, so
just like if a cop
like, you know, start getting aggressive with somebody because they're resisting. You gave them that reason because it's like, why, you know, like, a, you know, comply.
I would say,
not complying, they're going to get aggressive with you.
I would say everything, every action comes with a reason behind it. But don't take advantage of the reason.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, I don't think
overall about everything.
Yeah, I don't think you should make it an excuse, I would say. So it's never right. It's never right. I'm going to say that. I'll make sure that that's clear. It's never right.
And but, that, and that shows how strong you are. If you don't easily fall into temptation, you're a strong person, or don't at all. But
I would say this. I'm sorry to cut you off. I also want to let the people that do fall into temptation know that you're not weak if you fall into temptation as well, because we're all human and we all make mistakes. So just to add on to what you were saying, making sure.
Oh, yeah. And also, everybody becomes vulnerable at some point. So if you do, you're not alone.
Yeah.
All right. Did y'all have, because I had another question, but if y'all had something y'all wanted to talk about.
Oh, you can go ahead with that other question. Yeah. Listen, you know, Aaron been coming up with these good questions, man.
Yeah.
The last episode. Tell us what y'all think about the question of the day from the last episode. Which question was that again?
I forgot.
Yeah, whatever question it was, make sure y'all go watch it. Maybe y'all remember. All right. So
this next question is, would you be a stay-at-home husband if your wife made $500,000 a year?
I'll go first. No.
You wouldn't?
No. I couldn't.
Elaborate.
Me personally, I couldn't. I couldn't stay at home. I couldn't. I have to. It's something about me that makes me feel good about going out and making that money and bringing it home. She can make her money. Mm. She can make her money and bring it home. You said $500,000?
Yeah.
While making the million. I'm bringing back a million or six.
So is it about doing better?
It's not even about that.
No, I'm just asking. I'm just asking because I'm curious.
It's not even about that. It's just me. I like to lead.
Okay. So lead. My answer to that. The question was, I'm just making sure. The question was, would I be a stay-at-home dad if my wife,
or husband, girl, you or, know,
okay,
dad, husband, whichever one you want to pick.
So, this means, you said I would be a stay-at-home dad, which means I have children with this wife, okay?
But
in my
I'm
case,
just saying, yeah. If you want to pick, if you want to do the dad thing, you go. I'm just saying, like, the question is.
But I know, I'm just getting real specific with the question, because that type of scenario depends on, most like, if it was a girlfriend, it changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if this is my wife and I have children with this woman, then would I be okay with her bringing $500,000 every what?
Every year.
Okay. My question to that is, I would be okay with that. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to just sit around and sit on the couch.
Well, yeah, you're cleaning up and stuff.
No, okay. I'm going to be cleaning up, but I'm going to still. I'm going to still.
No, I'm saying, like, you. Okay. Now, this not me being.
You're not finna say a long thing, is you? Because I ain't done.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You most of the, like, what you at home doing is, you know, the house duties.
Okay, the house duties.
You know, watching the kids.
Stay at
cleaning
home.
Up. Yeah, the stay at home. So it's like the, you know.
So, in that case, I would be, while she's running up the bag, I'm going to be running up the bag too, but at home. I could stay at home and make some money too.
So what you gonna do?
What I'm going to do is, I'm going to continue my little business. I'm going to probably do YouTube. Okay, I'm gonna handle what I gotta handle, because I'm gonna tell you one thing. I'm gonna be real specific with me. The type of person I am is, I have to go do something. I can't stay in the house all day. But if that was to happen, then I would be doing something at home. And when I say something, I don't mean watching a video. I don't mean washing no dishes. I don't mean doing the laundry. Mm-hmm. Those are things that I will do. I will have more time to do, but I will also be allowing myself to also provide for my wife and my children as well, even though she can do the same thing. Because the thing about a relationship and a wife and a husband is the wife, and people forget this a lot too, the wife could be a go-getter as well. Mm-hmm. Not just the husband. The husband role is to provide. We all know this. But also, that doesn't mean that a woman can't do the same thing. And a woman, if she's in that position, and she can do so. Right. But I guess I got another question, but I won't ask it yet. But you can go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm going to just give y'all the most realistic answer. I tell you, I wouldn't be able to sit in the house. I wouldn't have no problem with doing it. So I'm gonna say it like this. She's bringing $500,000 a year.
What's she doing?
That's the thing. Whatever job she has, and she's bringing $500,000 a year, she has to be either like a manager. I'm not a manager, but like a CEO or something, or under that, right up under that. And so, If she's making that much money, whatever she's doing, I'm going to work with her. You know what I'm saying? Because why would I try to go find another job? She already bringing that type of money in. I can just go work with her, bring probably like I say small portion of that, but I would still be with her. Why? Because the type of person I am, I don't even like my girlfriend working too hard. I mostly want her to be able to chill. And so if I know she's bringing $500,000, I know she ain't doing no easy work. And that wouldn't sit right with me personally. And so I would want to go work with her, you know, just to give her, give her a little bit of support, just knowing, like, that I'm there, you know. So I wouldn't have no problem, though. I'd be real, like if I start don't liking people at the job, I quit. Like, I'd be real quick.
You know what it is, man. Like, I think, okay, I would support. Man, that was a lot of air. I would support my wife in doing that, but I don't know about working with her. And I'm gonna tell you, it's a personal preference and it's a personal opinion. But the thing is, I'm gonna give y'all some relationship advice for everybody that's watching too. I think some younger people. Has got real toxic and clingy about where their female is going. I don't know what it is. It's okay, but at the same time, you can't be up under this person 24/7. Because if you up under this person 24/7, first of all, you got to give a chance for your significant other to breathe. Because it's not about what you're doing with each other. It's about that time away from each other. Because when you're away from your significant other, y'all give each other time to miss each other. But if you don't miss each other, then you won't, it won't just, it's supposed to feel like a reunion every time. So if you up under your significant other 24/7, it just won't feel like that. Then you'll get bored, then you'll get tired, then you will have a reason to cheat. Because now you're up under this person and you too.
I like that. Yeah. I like how you brought that back there. Yeah.
See, I've told people this so many times, they didn't listen. It's like, I tell them, like, okay, people fall in love with each other, you know. If y'all clingy on the phone like 24 hours a day, literally, and just like only their time to each other. And that can be dangerous if you give every single thing to one person. Because if something happens where y'all depart, now you ain't got family, you ain't got friends, because you gave everything, including time, just to that person.
All right, let me say this. Number one, we already got our answers on the $500,000 a year thing. So right now we have jumped into a different topic. I just want to make that clear. But something I have to say about that is, let me make sure I sit up. I don't personally think that it's always bad. I think you shouldn't be up under your spouse 24/7 and always under their arm. Yeah, because eventually you will get tired. Everybody needs time to themselves, of course. But from a person with experience, my girlfriend is my best friend. You know what I mean?
That's how it's supposed to be.
And so, she's almost like my main, not even almost, she's my main friend. You know, before I go to anybody else about planning stuff to do, I go to her. Before I go to sleep, I'm talking to her. I'm on the game with her. I'm going to the movies, to the mall. We talking about shopping. It don't really matter what we talking about. It's just sometimes, even if, you know, from that time we are away from each other, I'm going to say it like this, because it's like a reverse effect a little bit. When you are with each other so much, the minute you are apart, you miss each other a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you can be apart, and then you can miss each other, and then you want to be together.
It's about the reunion.
Yeah, but, like, we spend so much time together. The second we away from each other, he'd be like, oh, what you doing, da, 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 da. And some people are like, oh, yeah, that's bad. But it still gives that spark a little bit, because it's like we got so much love and care for each other. And you know, it just makes everything feel young and alive and whatnot.
Go ahead. I want to say this, too. Y'all can also feel free to answer some of these questions that we're talking about. Some of these topics is really all opinions, of course. If we didn't mention this before, I'm not sure if we did, but this podcast is all commentary. So y'all know, y'all can feel free. Whoa, that was backwards. But y'all can feel free to go ahead and comment on some of the topics that we're talking about. It's really important to express your opinion as well. This is a space where everybody can speak. You don't have to be on the show to talk. You can also be in the comments. You can also do whatever you do. You can also have your opinion, because you're entitled to it. This was a good episode. Good last episode.
Really good episode. Yeah. Jermaine, you had something before?
For 2022, by the way.
You had something? You look like you was going to say something. Okay.
I got a question, but we're going to leave that for the next episode.
Yeah, make sure y'all tune in for that question.
This is going to get good. I've been having something on my mind lately.
So I enjoyed talking with y'all, and I enjoyed talking to the listeners. This was a really nice episode. Tune in next time. Like I said, I'm your host for today, AJ Verified.
J Flix.
Yo, it's Jay on the mic. If you look promoting, go ahead. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Clear Sound Media 4.
Make sure if you got anything you want to promote or sponsor, you hit us up at clearsoundmedia4@gmail.com.
Yep.
And we out.
Hello.